Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Sharks to center. Pass on the left. Gadjevich the drive. Glove save made. Down low by Koskinen. Swept it off to his left. Good forecheck. Now it's thrown to the slot. Score! Shimoljevski stole that puck in the corner and center to Noah Gregor. And the Beaumont, Alberta native bangs it in. It's 1-0 San Jose.
In our latest offseason check-in, we chat with Noah Gregor, who had his most productive year yet at the NHL level in his most games ever played at the NHL level, as he took to the ice for the Sharks 63 times over the course of the season. Gregor scored 8 goals and registered 15 assists and is ready to take the next big step in his career. I spoke with him on Sunday, the 22nd of May, while he was in Finland competing in the IIHF World Championships for Team Canada. All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Noah Gregor, who is in Finland representing Canada at the World Championships. Noah, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Not much, just hanging out here. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, it's been fun seeing you get this opportunity and being able to represent Canada. What's that like for you, just on a personal level, when you get to have that opportunity to represent your nation? I mean, so much of, you know, a player's career is dominated by playing, you know, representing a club, that when the country comes calling, I imagine there's a lot of pride involved, right?
Yeah, it's a huge honor. I've only been able to play for Canada one other time at the under-18s. So when I got the call, I was thrilled. I was honored, and you know, obviously, I'd still love to be playing hockey for the Sharks right now in the playoffs. But this is a pretty good consolation prize to be able to come over to a great country that I've never been to before and represent Canada.
Have you seen many of your teammates around? Like, I don't know how separated you guys are over there. I mean, obviously, you're going out and playing at the same rinks, but the proximity of like hotels that everybody's staying at, how is that set up?
Yeah, so there's the two divisions or the two pools. One's in Helsinki, so we're in Helsinki, and then the other's in Tampere. I don't really know the name of the city, how to pronounce it. So the States are in the other city, so I haven't been able to see Magna or Bordalo much, but I've met up with Timos and Blitchfeld is here as well. So I've seen a few guys.
Nice. Good deal, man. Good deal. Well, you know, obviously you had a very nice year with the Sharks, man. And in one season you had more games. I believe you'd played 58 prior to this year at the NHL level. And this year you skated in 63. Goal scoring totals were up. You came on strong at the end of the year. Your assists were definitely up. You know, everybody seemed to come to the consensus that you really took those strides this year. Like, what to you was the big difference this year than what you played with previously? Was it simply consistency?
Yeah, I think consistency was a big part of it. I think, you know, getting more games in helps a lot too. I mean, with the COVID year, we didn't play too many games, and it's hard to adjust to the pro level when you're not getting in those reps. I mean, it takes guys time to get used to the NHL. And I think this year I took some big steps, especially in the last, you know, 20, 25 games that I thought I played really strong and was a good player for. So I'm hoping to build off that in the offseason and carry it into next year.
Yeah, in terms of your offseason plans, because you didn't get much of a break from the regular season ending to going over to Finland, when the Worlds are over, do you take a couple weeks off and then get into the offseason program, or have you really not thought that far ahead yet?
I haven't thought too much. I'm sure I'll take some time off. I got to go back to San Jose and take care of some things first, and then I'll be driving back home to Edmonton, and that's where I'll spend my summer. And I'm sure I'll get back to skating and training sometime in June, I expect. But I got a great setup with trainers, and there's a lot of pro hockey players around Edmonton, so it's a good skating group.
Is there anything in particular that you look at after the season? Do you take inventory? Do you say, I need to work on this aspect or, you know, this part of my game? Or do you just look at everything and just say, you know, I need to improve across the board and, you know, do as much as I can to get in as best shape to set myself up for success in the next season? Or is it not, you know, is it never that simple to just kind of, you know, pinpoint things?
Yeah. I mean, you're always trying to stay in the best shape as you can. That's kind of never been an issue for myself. I've always been in good shape. I think this offseason, it's kind of more, you know, just fine tuning some things. I'd like to become a better finisher. I had a ton of chances this year. So that's one thing I'm looking to work on is just being able to finish better and score more goals. I think I have the ability to do it, but something I can work on for sure.
You did finish better at the end of the year, though. I mean, because I remember we had talked right after the win in Washington, me, you, and Mario. And yeah. You had talked about being frustrated. It was nice to bury one. And then it seemed like you were still a little bit inconsistent. But then the last month of the season, it seemed like if you were getting your chances, that you were burying it. Was that just, is it again just the games getting the more and more experience? Because it did seem like suddenly like, oh, Noah Gregor's finding the net with much more consistency.
Yeah, I agree. I think I did finish. I finished a lot stronger now. I was happy with that. And I think, you know, I spent a lot of time in practice working on my shot with Ricci and Nabokov, just working on some shooting drills with the goalies and really trying to just score in practice first. And then, you know, see the puck go in the net that way. And then, you know, it translated a little bit in the later part of the season. So that's something I want to work on this summer.
You know, Jamie Baker, who's in Edmonton now, he used to always tell me that nothing was more overlooked than the importance of practice at the NHL level, just because people say, oh, it's the games, or they think of practice is not that important. And I just your opinions on that, just to, you know, if practice can allow you even during the season to improve your game that much more.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can improve a ton in practice. I mean, in the NHL, you don't get a ton of practice days, so you got to make the most of it when you're out there. And you know, we have guys on our team that you know, have amazing work ethics, and guys like Bernsey and Patty Marleau and Thornton, those guys that, you know, I came into the league watching their practice habits, and they're second to none. And that's why they're the best players or were the best players in the league for a long time. So you can learn a lot from them. And that's what I've tried to do.
Yeah. Towards the end of the year, the line of you and Balcers and Thomas Bordalo was pretty fun to watch. You know, when you get Bordalo coming right out of college, what were you expecting in terms of trying to generate, you know, chemistry with him and figure out what he wanted to do? Because it seemed like he really allowed you and Rudy to kind of explode off of the wings. It was a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I didn't really know Bordalo's game at all because he's, you know, a college guy. They don't get to come into the training camp. They just have development camps, and he's a few years younger than me. So I didn't really have much idea of what his game was like, just that he's a skilled player. And you know, right from the first practice, you could see that he's highly skilled. And then he stepped right in his first game with myself and Rudy, who are have some similarities in our game. We're pretty north-south, good skaters. And, you know, Bordo was able to create and find us, and we played pretty well together. It was fun.
No, it was fun to watch, man. Like that's the thing, is like when you can see a line like having fun out there, it seemed like there was just like a genuine, like natural chemistry for you guys. Is that, I mean, do you hope that that's something that can be recreated next year? Or do you think like, you know, like it's one moment in time and you don't know how things are going to be shuffled about a year later? Are you thinking like, hey, there was something there, we should try and build upon it?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's up to the coaching staff. But if they, or I think if most guys were watching what we were watching, that you know, we had some good chemistry and we created a lot, and we all had a pretty strong finish, us three. And I think it would be smart to maybe try so it again in training camp and see how that works. If it if it flows like it did to the end of the season, you go run with it. If it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. So we'll see how that goes.
How frustrating was it for you and the team this year to have so many games where you guys were doing everything right defensively, the PK was working, the goalies were standing on their heads, but you guys just couldn't generate the offense, whether it was on the power play, whether it was 5-on-5, and you guys were having all these games that were by one goal, or that you would lose in overtime, or it was a one-goal game and then an empty netter would be added on? I think there was a point in when you guys had lost eight in a row, I think, where I think three of them have been by one goal and six of them had been by with an empty netter or overtime added on. Like, it was just, it was ridiculous. I mean, I'm not saying that to be derogatory, but I mean, it was like, you guys couldn't buy a break. Like, it was just, if the bounce was going to happen, it was not going to bounce in your favor.
Yeah. I mean, I know the stretch you're talking about, and it's frustrating because you see that number of losses in a row, but when you're in the games, it feels like we're in every single game, and we had the ability to win. It didn't seem like it was happening for us. And I think, producing goals is something, and producing offense is something we got to look at in the off season and maybe make a couple changes on how we can do that. Cause I think we have the guys and the ability to do that. We have some really highly skilled players that can put the puck in the net. And I think, our defensive zone, our goaltending was really strong all year. And our PK as well was, at the top of the league the whole season. So that's definitely some things to be proud about, but some things to work on as well.
Yeah, I know that, for you guys, disappointed with where you guys finished and not making the playoffs and stuff, but like, when you do talk to people who are a little bit more, they've got greater proximity to the situation, like from a distance, I would imagine it's easy to look at the Sharks and not really think much. But when you are up close and seeing it every day, it's like, it felt like you guys weren't that far off. Is that kind of the feeling that everybody had at the end of the year? Like that it was, hey, we did a lot of good this year, even if the record didn't reflect that. Let's pick up where we left off when the year was over.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I think we can be a playoff team. I think everyone in that room and organizations believes that we have the group to be a playoff team. And I think that's going to be the goal next year is playoffs and building off of the good that we had this year and then just trying to improve on and tweaking some things that we think we can get better at.
Yeah. In terms of working with Bob Bugner, he's obviously never one to blow smoke. He is very, very blunt. Is that ever difficult for you, or do you like having a coach who's not going to try and play some mental game? He's just going to tell it exactly how it is.
No, it's really good. Boogie's been great since he took over. And you want a coach that's going to be honest and tell you where you're at. And I think he does a really good job of that. And where you stand with him and the coaching staff. So it's been good.
Yeah, he feels to me like very much the player's coach. Like he hasn't forgotten at all what it was like when he was a player, because obviously it's been a little while for him, but I feel like he more so than a lot of coaches tries to keep that in mind when he's talking about things.
Yeah, I think so. He understands the game really well. He played a lot of games and a lot of time in the NHL, and he's great in the room as well. Just with communicating with players and joking around. He's a funny guy. He's got some great one-liners every now and then. So he's good. I think he gets along with the guys really well.
How is it for you in terms of trying to talk to, like when you said, when you came up, when you were, seeing a Jumbo or a Patrick Marleau, or even now with Brent Burns around and Logan Couture, like, do you try to go up and do you ask them questions, or do you not want to try and be like over the top and, be the guy that's like, hey, now that you have a free moment, let me pick your brain for 30 minutes. Cause I'm sure that's not what everybody wants to hear, but do you occasionally ask these guys questions, or do you watch what they're doing in practice? Like, how does that work from being a guy like yourself who's trying to, establish themselves as more and more of that, regular point contributor versus guys who have been able to do it? And, Brent Burns is 37 years old, but nobody's playing more minutes than him. Like he's obviously figured something out.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely been starting to ask more questions now that I've, it's my third year pro and third year with the Sharks. So I think maybe more when I was, kind of in and out of the lineup, not playing as much up and down from the minors, I wasn't picking the brain as much, but now I've got a great relationship with the veteran guys, and you can sit down and have a nice conversation. And there's so much you can learn from guys mm-hmm. like that have been around and have played a ton of hockey and are great players as well. So I think more so now I've got great relationships with those guys and can talk about anything I got going on.
I also imagine, like, when you're young, when you're first coming up a couple of years ago, like, it's probably also intimidating a little bit to try and go up to an all-star and be like, hey, man, I've got a question for you. Because, like, like, you just it seems like it's relatively daunting, even for you who had proven yourself of being able to play at the NHL level. It's like, you're probably thinking to yourself, like, who am I to ask this question, right?
Yeah, you kind of got to get over the, a little bit of that starstruck, younger guy coming in. You just got to get over that. And they're so good at, bringing you in and treating you just like any other teammate. And, you get comfortable with them really quick.
Right on. No, I know you got stuff to do, man. And I know sleep is calling, so I will let you go. But I appreciate your time as always, man. It was great watching you this year. Hope to see a lot more next year. All right, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Again, that was Noah Greger joining us from Finland. Keep it tuned to the Sharks Audio Network as we continue to check in with various members of the Sharks over the course of the offseason. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.